During his campaign for president, Donald Trump vowed that on his first day in office, he will ask Congress to repeal the Affordable Care Act that puts insurance coverage for 20 million Americans, including 84,000 Mainers, into question. Trump also promised to implement reforms that will make health care more affordable, broaden access, and improve quality. But as Patty White reports, some health advocates in Maine question whether the president-elect's proposals will actually fulfill those promises.
According to Trump's website, no one should have to buy health insurance if they don't want to, so he plans to eliminate the Affordable Care Act's individual mandate. But that proposal, says Consumer for Affordable Healthcare's Emily Brostek, would only drive up premiums.
I know Donald Trump has also said that he believes that that people shouldn't be excluded from health coverage because of pre-existing conditions. And it's a little hard to see how those things hang together.
Because insurance companies need healthy members to balance the cost of sick members. Trump also pledges to make insurance more affordable by allowing individuals to deduct premiums on their tax returns. Brostek says that would be a change from the current subsidies that are available when insurance is purchased on the online marketplace.
Which, you know, we have concerns about because there are a lot of people who can't afford to wait until the end of the year at tax time to get that money back, and which is why the advance tax credit through healthcare.gov has worked so well.
The uncertain future of the ACA under Trump also has Maine's insurance co-op concerned. But Community Health Options Director of Communications Michael Gendro says the co-op plans to provide health coverage for the long term.
And we have had a few people ask us, well, what does it mean for us? But I think despite, you know, all that we've heard about repealing the Affordable Care Act or dismantling it, whatever language one wants to use, that the legislative process ahead is not something that's going to be like a faucet where the ACA simply turned off one day.
With Republicans in control of both houses of Congress, Trump could have the political power necessary to make major changes to the Affordable Care Act. But Maine Independent Senator Angus King says he hopes the direction will be reform versus repeal.
I would hate to see us just say, well, the heck with those 20 million people who now have health insurance that didn't have it before. They're going to be on their own.
Republican Senator Susan Collins says President Obama has been resistant to opening up the health care law to changes, but the Trump presidency offers a new opportunity.
Of Republicans working with Democrats to try to fix Obamacare, and there's a lot to fix. There are also provisions in the law that enjoy widespread support.
Those include allowing kids to stay on their parents' insurance until age 26, says Collins, as well as prohibiting insurance companies from discriminating against those with pre-existing conditions. But one other area of uncertainty under Trump is Medicaid. He wants to convert it to a block grant, which Robin Merrill of Maine Equal Justice Partners says would reduce access to health care.
By block granting Medicaid, you know, it restricts, there's a certain amount of funding that goes to states. States have more flexibility to put, you know, more restrictions in place and make it harder for people to access health care.
It's also unclear whether Medicaid expansion will remain an option for states. Maine Equal Justice Partners is part of a coalition that launched a campaign this fall to put the question of expanding Medicaid on the 2018 ballot in Maine. For now, says Merrill, that option is still in play. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.